In the beginning, God made everything, and it was very good. And all the things he'd made, stars, moon and the sun, land and the sea, animals of all sorts, trees and plants, and the people he had made, sang for joy at the goodness and love of God. But there was one thing God said they mustn't do. Don't eat the fruit of that particular tree. One day Eve was near the tree, and the snake appeared and whispered in her ear, "God doesn't really love you. Otherwise he wouldn't keep the fruit for himself." Eve listened and thought how happy she'd be if she ate the fruit. But she was happy already. Excitedly happy, chasing the animals in the garden and playing with them. Quietly happy, watching the sunset, but always happy. But she let the thought sink into her. The big lie. God doesn't love you. And she took the fruit and ate it. And everything went bad. The fruit wasn't poison. It was the lie that was poison, and believing it. God was so sad. The world he'd made, the people he'd made, that he loved so much, was going bad and would get worse and worse and worse. God had to send them out of the garden. He cared for them, he clothed them, but they couldn't stay there in that perfect place. They had to go. But he told them, one day I will come back and make everything good again. Long time passed. Jesus came. Jesus, God's Son. God in Jesus. It's all one. God came and lived upon the earth just like you and me. He went about doing good, being good, being the best of friends to all sorts of people, helping, healing, teaching, comforting. But the best thing he was to do was also the hardest and the most terrible. For he and the Father, his Father in heaven, had made the plan long, long, long ago that all the badness, all the sin, all the brokenness that had come into the world would be dumped upon Jesus' head. And he would have to die, carrying the weight of all that badness and brokenness and wickedness, and be shut off from his Father in death. This was horrible to him. When the time had come, he went to a garden that he loved with his friends and said, "Stay and watch with me. Stay awake and pray with me." But they were so tired and so upset that they all fell asleep. And he prayed and said, "Papa," the way we might talk to our father when we're very young, the daddy we love, "Papa, is there no other way for you to bring your children home again, back to you?" But he knew the answer. It was no. There was no other way. And so Jesus, the Son of God, our good Lord Jesus, gave himself up to be arrested and taken and put to death, showing God's great love for us, even as we are. It is a wonderful thing. No one has known such sadness as Jesus did then. None of us have had that sort of sadness, no matter how bad it seems. But he took it all for you and for me. He is a wonderful God. God does love us and wants all his children to come home to him. That is the message of the Bible, that God wants us back. God loves us and cares for us, everyone. I hope you will never forget that. No matter what happens in your life, God loves you and God loves me and sent his Son to be our great rescuer. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me.